Welcome to PR Futurist, a podcast packed with tips to help you be part of future public relations, corporate communications and public affairs, presented by your host, Stuart Bruce.
This is my second podcast, and it's a little bit different to what I thought this podcast series was going to be about. It's my musings and thoughts on a reaction to a tweet that I did this morning, which was in response to a tweet from Michael McCain, who's the CEO of Maple Leaf Foods. I'm going to kick off by just reading Michael's tweet. So it starts, "I'm Michael McCain, CEO of Maple Leaf Foods, and these are personal reflections. I am very angry, and time isn't making me less angry. A Maple Leaf Foods colleague of mine lost his wife and family this week to a needless, irresponsible series of events in Iran." The tweet received lots of reactions and comments on Twitter and news and opinion articles, which is why I picked up on it this morning. Some of those comments were positive, a lot were negative, but there was a mix. So I expressed my take on what Michael McCain had done in a tweet. "PR professionals often advise if CEOs and companies should express political opinions. General consensus is often no, which sits somewhat at odds with the idea of purpose and companies behaving more socially responsible. This is one heck of an opinion thread. I like it. Do you?" I immediately got lots and lots of reaction from people who follow me on Twitter. One of the first was from Sarah Waddington, a recent CIPR president, and she basically had to say, "With you, Stuart, refreshing." Then one of the next ones was Mandy Pierce, who's the CIPR president-elect, and she said, "Agree, people want purpose, passion, positions from firms. Vanilla is less of an option." So it was interesting as these kind of responses began to come in, because people also began to ask some questions. I particularly liked one from Ben Lounders, who said, "I agree, important that it's thoughtful and well-delivered and honest, but would our assessment be the same if he supported Trump, though? It's an important question, and it's one that other people began to expand on." There was also the interesting question of if Twitter was the right place to do this, because that was something that Ian Bundred wondered. He thought it might be, is Twitter too impersonal for such a raw statement? And if a broadcast interview would have worked better? That would make me stop and think. I think certainly video would have worked really well. I'm not sure a broadcast interview would have actually had the same impact as him saying it himself on his own or his company's channels. What did seem slightly odd to me is that he was doing it on an impersonal corporate account. He actually did it on the Maple Leaf Foods Twitter account rather than on his own personal Twitter account. But from what I can see, it appears that he doesn't actually have one. And I think for me, what that highlights is the need for, where possible, and if it's appropriate, for the C-suite to be on social before they need to be. He obviously has a need to be on it at the moment, but he couldn't just establish a presence overnight, which is why he started his tweet by saying he was expressing a personal opinion. I think the other thing that strikes me is that actually Twitter is very personal. So had this actually been on his personal account, it would have been the perfect place. Another question that was raised was from Rebecca Zietlin. Actually, I should be apologising here for the way that I'm pronouncing people's surnames, because we've got a lot of really difficult to pronounce ones, and I don't have a BBC pronunciation expert to help me, so apologies in advance if I've got your surnames slightly wrong, or even very wrong. Anyway, Rebecca questioned if direct political opinion and social responsibility are even the same thing as I'd asserted in my tweet. And Michael White makes the pertinent point that what's good is subjective. And he's right, but that equally applies to every other aspect of purpose and social responsibility, which is why I do think they're the same thing. It all depends on the perspective of the person or people receiving the message. Social responsibility is far more than just about sustainability. It's issues like, does it treat its workforce well? Does it enable it to organise via trade unions? To be socially responsible, I'd argue that a company has to do both those things. But that's expressing a political opinion by actions or words. So corporate purpose and social responsibility are about expressing political opinions, because what people consider to be socially responsible varies depending on their political perspectives. All Michael McCain has done here is really to take it one step further. It's something that's more obviously political, but it's actually no more or less political than most other aspects of purpose or social responsibility. It could even be argued that it's actually very purpose-driven and socially responsible, as he's publicly expressing the sorrow and anger that his co-workers at Maple Leaf Foods feel. Anyway, I'd love to hear your views. And the beauty of Twitter and recording a kind of live podcast like this is I've actually had other views come in as I'm recording. We now have the view of another CIPR president, because Jason McKenzie has responded to my initial tweet with just one word. No, he doesn't agree. It'd be interesting for Jason to expand on that, but it's another very legitimate perspective. So anyway, I'm going to finish the podcast now and hopefully get some more feedback from people on what you think about the Maple Leaf Foods tweet and the whole idea of how purpose and political activity combine and what companies should be doing about it and how public relations and communications professionals should be advising them. And hopefully you've enjoyed this way of responding via a short podcast, because it's actually very difficult to express all of these opinions in the short format of Twitter. So thanks a lot for now, and watch out for the next episode of the PR Futurist podcast.
If you want to be part of the future of PR and communications, make sure to subscribe to the PR Futurist podcast with your host, Stuart Bruce. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.